Good Vach, everybody. It is Moitzei Shabbos, Parshas Baruchu Kosai. We are up to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We have to review a little bit Mibez Amud Beis to just have the continuity. And of course, there are some complications here, so we're going to do it in a way in which we won't make it complicated. Okay?
That'll be good.
Basically, we're discussing the focus is on the idea that you could be makdem Meiser Sheni to Meiser Rishon by Demai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could do it l'chakhila. And according to everybody, but the evidence is good. And the question the Gemara was dealing with was, well, what's the din if someone wanted to be mafresh Meiser Sheni and then be part of the Meiser Sheni and then be koire on the same tvua Meiser Rishon? Could they do such a thing? Just to speak out something which is obvious. The reason this question never comes up by Vadai Tevel, only by Demai, is because
once the Maisa is there, you can't use it again.
Why can't you do the same thing? I'll do Maisa Sheni out of order. I'll be Poded. And then I'll go ahead and be Karishe Maisa Rishon on that same tool again. Why isn't only by Demai do we have this Shaila? This whole discussion is only by Demai. Why isn't it by Vadai? Because because Meiser Sheni of Vadai is going to be Vadai Tevel for Meiser Rishon. So you you bring over this at the Oraisa to put it in it. In other words, by Demai,
you take Meiser Rishon off of it, it's still Tevel for the Meiser Rishon.
That's correct. Now, in a sense, Demai is also Tevel for Meiser Rishon. But it's a suffix. Since it's all a suffix, so maybe it will be Makel. You can do it out of order. But to do something out of order, by Vadai, well, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. We were never given advice for someone to go ahead and do an Issa D'Oraisa.
So, in theory,
what's that?
Meiser Sheni wouldn't be Chal.
Well, you do it out of order. It is chal. Yeah. It is chal. All right. Yeah, I think the reason is because, I don't know if Bidi Eved, if you did it Bidi Eved, I mean, you did it out of order, you're over the Lysa say. Right? But it would probably be the same Shiloh. Probably be the same Shiloh. I don't see why not. But anyway, I think it's because it's lechachila over here, so therefore we ask the Shiloh, can you lechachila do this as well? Anyway, so the Gemara tried to prove it from this kind of like cryptic brisa, that it's actually a Mishnah that says later on, if you have two groups, right? One, they're both Tevel, and we said, you take the Meiser from this one on this one, this one on this one, and it's good. So it said that there are certain amounts that you have to take. And it comes out to be 4 times 11.1. Let's just, for the time being, let's not get into the math right now. Let's just accept for now, for the time being, that each Meiser is going to require 11.1. So even though we're talking about 100, and you'd think, okay, why is it 100.1? Normally, it's very simple. You do 10% is Meiser, 10 from this one, 10% from Meiser from this one. 9 from this one from Meiser Sheni, 9 from this one from Meiser Sheni, up to, and then you're going to, again, we're not going to have to do anything with the Meiser. We're going to be able to eat the Meiser, so all we have to do is take off Trumas Meiser from the Meiser, so that'll be another 1, right? So you're going to have 10 Meiser Sheni, 1 Trumas Meiser, that's 11, and then 0.1, let's say that'll be for, let's say, the Trumas Meiser. For the Trumas Meiser. Okay, so let's just leave it like that. So you're going to have 4 times 11.1, 44.4 altogether. Okay? So that's what it said. Now, the question was, and what you're doing is you're going Zal Zay. You're going from A on B and then B on A. It says that doesn't work because when you take from A on B, so B becomes, I mean to say, when you take from B on A, you took the Meiseris out of B, and A became Masukah, and so Mela you couldn't do A on B anymore because it's part of an Aptor Al-Khiv. That's a side point, but if you do it, but let's say you're doing Bavas Achas, you're doing both at the same time, so then it could be Chal together at the same moment, let's say, Bavas Achas. But the Gemara really has a question, why do we really need 44? Couldn't you do it, let's say, you were to do Rabbi Yochanan's Eitzah, and do Maaser Sheni from B on A first, be poda it, then do Maaser Rishon from B, that same amount, from B on A, and then be kore the Maaser Sheni, then Maaser Sheni on B on B, or let's go back to A then. So whatever it is, we're cutting out 10% of it. So why does it have to be 44.4? Why can't it be 33.3? That was the question. So you see, you can't do this lachachila because they didn't give the seitz. So that's basically what it said. That was one way of learning. That was the Graz mahalach, which we didn't speak out last time, and we had a different mahalach. But whatever the point is, let's continue here from Reb Chananya under 13a. So Amar Reb Chananya Tamon there in the case of Reb Yochanan. Krishu who tavel arishon l'sheni, it was tevel, as far as both. So even after you take maaser sheni, it's still tevel regarding maaser rishon. So it can be redesignated as maaser rishon.
From tevel as opposed to what, the maaser?
Well, hold on a second. Bram hocha. In the case of the brisa, we did maaser rishon before maaser sheni. Sheni shenitaken machmas rishon, the sheni has already been rectified, it's no longer subject, so you can't go ahead. In other words, they're doing it in order in the brisa. In other words, you have the brisa going back to the beginning again. So it says he has over here, we had masnisa pliga, right? Masnisa pliga. We had the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hayush lefanav shneka kol shel teva." That was a Mishnah. The Toni Allah. Then we had the Brisa. That's why you have to keep track. You get mixed up because we're really talking about the Mishnah, but then we insert the Brisa. So we're basically doing that whole cheshbon that we just said before. So the Gemara said, the Gemara's question was, Yito Shnei Yisurim V'yaso Eson Sheni. Take one set of 2/10 and make them Maaser Rishon and the other Maaser Sheni on behalf of the first basket. V'yiftein, be part of the Maaser Sheni. V'yaso V'yasem, Maaser Rishon, make them Maaser Rishon again on the second basket. Right, that was the question. Why can't you take the Maaser Rishon and on the second basket and make the Maaser Sheni on the second basket and report it and make it Maaser Rishon on the second basket? That was the question. The Gemara said, in that brisa, right? No. Tamon is in the case of Rabbi Yochanan. But Bram Hocha, in this brisa, Sheni Shenisken Machmas Rishon, when you're taking the second Maaser Sheni, you've already taken the Maaser Rishon, and therefore you can't make that second grouping again Maaser Rishon. It can't be Maaser Rishon once it's Masukin. You can't do it twice. But the second, the sheni, this is what we spoke out last time again. The second one, that the maaser sheni, that is to say that we took from the B on the A, that was taken in something which was not masukin yet. So it's tovel as far as Maaser Rishon is concerned, anyway. So in both cases, you have Maaser Sheni subject to Maaser Rishon. So why can't you do it? So the fact that you can't do it shows you that Rabbi Yochanan is not correct. This is a little confusing, but you have to work out exactly each case, which I'm not prepared right now to go into greater detail right now. Let's keep going. So, if you guys want to stay afterwards and we can work out all the details, I'm happy to do so. I'm not going to be able to do it right now. Shemen shahagirdi sochmet v'isav chayv v'demayit. So we said the oil that the weaver smears on his fingers is subject to the laws of Demai. Masha Sarek Noisim Atzemer Patman Hadmai. And what you put on the wool is exempt. I mean, that was the difference. Al Gavagufug Bottle. This is going on his body, so therefore, since it's on his body, Sichas Kishsiyah, so therefore it's Chayef. Zel Gav Tzemer Hu Bottle. And one is just being Masakin the Tzemer, and therefore that's Potter because it's only Tikkun Kli. Hajjalah Hakalan. So let's start.
Even if you don't consume it, if your body gets pleasure from it, it's considered.
Sichas Kishsiyah, that's considered a consumption. Yeah. Well, you give a lot of base now. Eludvarm Sasrim Demai, B'chol Malkim. Now, we're talking about now the following. We're going to list a bunch of foods which, because they are only found, in other words, these are very, very good, high-quality foods, and they're only found in Eretz Yisrael. Only found in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I would say Jaffa oranges. Did anybody ever hear of Jaffa oranges before? Yeah?
Sure.
Now, I just want to check. This is just, let me just put this on pause for just a second because it's not really negay anything. Yeah. So the Mishnah is talking about things which outside Eretz Yisrael, you can assume they came from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even though you're not in Eretz Yisrael, they're still subject to Demai. Right? This is an exception. So the Elam Advarim Asasim Demai, B'chol Malkim, everywhere. Believe it or not, there are some people that explain it means everywhere in the whole world. Wherever you find it, it's everywhere. But that's not the Das of the Rambam, or even Mepharshim, don't hold it that way. So we're talking still land that's near Eretz Yisrael. Hadvelu Atvarim HaCharuvim HaOiris HaKamoin. Pressed figs, dates, cows, rice, and cumin. So these are, we're going to see in a second what we're talking about. Now, let me just show you in the textual interpretive variants box down the bottom. He brings that the Rambam says this is only if they're found in areas of Eretz Yisrael, which were from Oile Mitzrayim, right, and Surya. Of course, when I say Oile Mitzrayim, I mean and not Oile Babel, and Surya, and therefore, whatever. So therefore, it's not. It's those places are subject to the Demai that we're talking about in the Mishnah, not the whole world. Okay, Radvaz says it was has a shtickle different than what the Rambam says. The Radvaz says that since it's unusual to export produce from Eretz Yisrael to areas further away than Surya, in other words, one has to ask a question: why Taka is that the case? Why shouldn't it be Chayev if it's in New York also? Because it's for sure came from Eretz Yisrael. So Ravaz is explaining that's a Nosa de Loshchicha. So Nosa de Loshchicha goes around Bonin, which I thought would mean if we're talking about nowadays where it's Nosa de Shchicha to ship far away, I wonder if the halacha would change. That's a side question, not for tonight, but I just thought when I read this Ravaz, it's very interesting. Anyway.
If you know for sure that it's from Eretz Yisrael, it's still Chayiv and Trumas and Maishas, no?
According to some, yes. According to others, no. Yeah. We're talking about Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh, because the din is Darabonon in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the din outside Eretz Yisrael is also a Darabonon. But if it's made Lechachilo to be shipped outside Eretz Yisrael, the Yesh Armim, then it's Patrin Gansen. Yes, we're talking about Demai here. That's true.
Certainly
Demai. Yes. Right. Yeah. The crossover from Demai to Vadai, that's a good question.
How would you even determine today the way it works, right, from the supermarket?
I don't know. So they talk about, and at the end of the box, they talk about whether there was a Gemar Malacha in Eretz Yisrael before it was shipped or after it was shipped. So if there was no Gemar Malacha before it was shipped, so it was never became Niskayev in Trumas and Maisos necessarily in Eretz Yisrael to begin with. It might be a difference. Okay. Ha'aretz shebechutz la'aretz, and if it's rice, then kol ha'mishtamashim menu potter. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you're potter, even from Demai, because it's definitely... It's obvious it's not from Eretz Yisrael. This case is the opposite, right? Okay.
What do they use rice for besides eating?
No, no, it's all used for eating. The question is,
whether,
why does it say going shtamish bo? Oh, so that's what they ask. Why did they use such a strange lashon kol shtamish bo? So Mefarshim explain that if it's at the end of footnote 3, the Mishnah employs the expression whoever makes use of it, instead of simply saying it's exempt, to indicate that even if the rice was processed in such a way that it's no longer recognizable as having been grown outside of Yisrael, it's still putter from Demai because it was initially recognizable as having been imported. So that's telling you that chiddush. Okay, but you're right, that's a good point. Why did the Mishnah use a funny language called Mishtamishbo?
I thought they knew people drug their cell phones in
them. What? Okay.
Yeah, there's other things you can
transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tamon Taninos. That's true. So it says in the Mishnah over there in Mises. So now we're going to list a couple of different foods which are for sure from outside Eretz Yisrael. Because it's in the name, you can see that it comes from outside Yisrael. So Shumbal Bechi, this is some type of garlic from this place, Bechi, and then Batzel Shal, Rikpa, onions, and Griskin Haklikik, listen, the Sicilian split peas, which are from Italy, obviously, Sicilian, Vahadashima Mitzrias, and the Egyptian lentils.
Sicilian is spelled with an S usually.
I don't know. Whatever you say. But this, it says in the bottom that it's from Italy. I don't know. So these are for sure from Sicilian. These are for sure from outside Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're for sure putter. Okay. Now this was a Mishnah in Maestros. Let's keep track of what we're tracking here. So we've got a Halacha 5:3, all right, from chapter 5, Halacha 3. That we just quoted from Maestros. Now the Braisa makes a comment about this Mishnah. Haminim halalu. So these species listed in the Mishnah. Ayidei sheyesh kiyotz b'hem be'eretz Yisrael. Since there are varieties that are similar to these foods that are found in Eretz Yisrael, so tzorchu chachamim liten lahem simen. So therefore, they had to put an identifying feature for each one, meaning they wrote,
where it came from.
Griskin, Hakilkin, Dashim HaMitzrias, right? By the way, the Mitzrias, if it came from Egypt, that would not, the Mefarshim explained, it doesn't mean it came from Egypt. Because Egypt is actually one of the Aratzes HaSmuchos of Yisrael would actually be Chayiv, because it's one of the lands that are close to Eretz Yisrael. It just means it's a type of bean, which is called Egyptian beans, but it actually didn't come from Egypt at all. The hazelnuts, pistachios, and pine cones. So those are not found at all in Eretz Yisrael anywhere. You won't find any, apparently there's no pistachios growing in Eretz Yisrael, at least not in the time of the Talmud. Or hazelnuts. So so the Chacham did not have to put an identifying simon for saying that they are potter from. Basically, they're trying to figure out what the Gemara is. This is a little complicated. So therefore, it's a strange way of commenting on something. These foods that we just mentioned, I'll just refer to one of them as the pistachios. It's not mentioned at all. It's not mentioned anywhere. They're not in the list. There's no list saying that pistachios are putter from Mises.
Because it doesn't grow there at all. So
because it doesn't grow there at all. So since it doesn't grow there at all, there's no need to put it in a list to tell me that it's putter. It's only these other items like the Pohan Mitzri and so on, where you had something similar, so it went ahead and excluded.
Time they went
down.
So,
yeah.
You want to do it?
No, but it's a different word.
I think Rashi says pistachios.
So, hold on a second. So, the Gemara, so now let's get to the question. So, the Gemara's question, this is the way he speaks it out over here in the English. So, in the Mishnah here in Demai, It lists, remember, when we started this parak, we said the foods listed in this Mishnah are going to be chayev and tamai, even if they're found outside Eretz Yisrael, because they grow, they know for sure they grew in Eretz Yisrael. So they're saying, that they're basically, this is what the Gemara is saying, this is the way they explain the question. So the same way it didn't say in the Mishnah and Maisers, those things which we know don't grow in Eretz Yisrael at all. So why bother listing foods that only grow in Eretz Yisrael in our Mishnah, here in Demai? That's the question. If it's obvious, then it's obvious, right?
It's obvious if it doesn't.
It's a really strange question, because dates obviously grow all over the world. So what are you talking about? Like, how is this dates? Anyway, so the Gemara says, I don't know, so that's what it says over here. See, if the Mishnah Maisos does not enumerate species that are known to be grown only outside Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah here in Demai should likewise not enumerate species that grow only in Eretz Yisrael. Why then does the Mishnah here list pressed figs and dates? Okay.
Nobody else presses figs and
dates. No one else presses figs. There are no other dates. Like, what's going on here? What's this question? It's such a strange question. All right. Amar Rav Avin, I apologize. I wish I had the time to arbit on these questions that bother me. I don't have time. Hadoma sisa chilufa. The Mishnah is teaching the opposite. The Mishnah, Maisus, is listing species that are pater from Maisur. So there's no need to put things that grow only outside Eretz Yisrael, because obviously anything that only grows outside Eretz Yisrael is pater from Maisur. The Mishnah here is referring pi of haminim ha'elu. These are the ones which are obligated. Because there are no varieties outside Eretz Yisrael, so they had to enumerate the species to teach us that they are subject to this novel ruling. Does that make sense? 17. It's true there was no need for the Mishnah to list the species to inform people of the fact that they grow only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the resultant law that these species are subject to Demai, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, is novel and must be stated. So once it was teaching the law, it listed the affected species as well.
And this means, in addition to Demai, it's also the other maestros, right?
What?
It's not only Demai, but it's everything else.
What do you mean by everything
else? Maestrishon, Maestrosheni?
When we say Demai, that covers that.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. But it's like, what's going on over here? What kind of shakavatai is this? It's like, we're trying to understand why it listed certain species, why it doesn't list certain species. So the Mishnah and Maestro, since pistachios don't grow in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't need to list it at all. Okay, we have a question about this pistachio thing?
Yeah, I mean, we were both thinking the same thing. But Yaakov Avinu, when he sent Zimras Haaretz down with the brothers the second time they went down, to Yosef, when they didn't know it was Yosef, it's one of the pshatim is that this lashon of batnim is pistachios. Rashi brings it in laws that it's pistachios.
So the Eilam is asking a question for those of you who are online and maybe didn't hear it. Where's the pasuk?
Miketz mem gimel.
The Miketz parak mem gimel.
Pasuk.
Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says batnim, that Yaakov sent that down batnim, and Rashi says it means pistachios.
My answer to that was...
The answer is?
This Gemara was 1,000 years later, and in between the...
In between...
The
pistachios and the Jaffa oranges are gone.
No, they came.
Okay. Very good. A good Ha'ara. Okay. Okay. The Gemara has explained... Ashkaya, thank you. The Gemara... Let's go on. Let's go next thing. Let's see. The Gemara is saying what that the five species listed, they do not grow outside of the land. So the Gemara is going to say, what are you talking about? There are pressed figs outside of Eretz Yisrael. Hodavela b'Baitzra. Baitzra is someplace outside of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, I'm not going to bother speaking that out. Whenever the Gemara is going to mention a place over the next couple of questions, it is places. There are all places that are outside Eretz Yisrael.
Is Baitzra the same as Betzra?
I don't know.
It's in Zemiros.
in 18, he says, there are, of course, pressed figs that come from many places in the world. It mentions Bozo because they were of a superior quality and similar to those grown in Eretz Yisrael. Again, the reason why we said that the Chayav everywhere is because we knew it was from Eretz Yisrael because they were superior quality. So these Bozo place also had superior quality. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, why he picked this Bozo. Had Vela Bozo, that there they also have superior quality. So Gemara says it's not quite the same. Shchikahi. If the ones that are in Bozo are crushed, Eretz Yisrael are even higher quality, they're not crushed.
That's the answer to all five.
So the Gemara is...
same question, it's the same answer.
Basically. Had time in Alexandria. What about the dates grown in Alexandria? Gemara says that kikin in. They're thin. Haruba Be'ori. What about the carobs? Gidud hu. It's cracked. Okay, fine. Let's go to Daf Yudalet. Give me a second.